One other thing I remember it in the war was it was Saturday night, and I think my father happened to be home that week. He was not working away. My mother and him had gone to pictures at Gainsborough. They'd gone to the Grand, which then became the government, which then became the co-op, which then became what they call Aldred's, which is now shut down, isn't it? Yeah. So that was the Grand Cinema in the Market Square. And then it became the government. You knew that, did you?
Yeah.
Well, it was Grand when I went to it. Anyhow, it was about, I should think it'd be 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock. And there was such a bang, and the back door flew open. And my brother was here, my eldest brother, he was here. Of course, we were all frightened. It was a really big bang. And then he shut the door, and there was another big bang, and the door flew open again. But after that, there were no more. And it turned out, when we went to look at the damage it had done, but it ain't done any damage, two bombs had been dropped at near Swansea Bridge on Lawton Lane, which was about a mile and a half away from Stockwith, I should think, or a mile anyhow. And there was two big craters in the field. I think they must have just jettisoned the bombs, and there was these two big craters in Fox's Field. Yeah. We did go down there to look at it, and we picked up some shrapnel from these bombs. Yeah, there were no houses for miles away. They just threw them out, I think. There were no farmhouses or anything. Well, Fox's was the nearest, and it would be at least 1/4 of a mile away. But, yeah, I remember that as plain as anything.